Blog Talk Radio.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
You ready?
Tell us what to do.
It's Tuesday.
You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better?
We were singing about Ruby Tuesday. Because we are getting ready. Right here on the Greg Skrull Show.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do?
Well, what are you hanging up on me for, Bubba?
Man, I'm still having trouble. I don't know what the hell's going on here, but it's starting to make me a little mad.
Oh, I don't blame you. I mean, you sound fine right now.
That's good. If I start cracking up, let me know.
Okay. How you doing, buddy? It's been a couple
Man,
hours.
Yeah, it has. I got to eat a little piece of chicken and started making another pot holder with my daughter, who decided to turn off my internet during XFI Live's 30th episode earlier. And
that's what happened.
Well, you know, I take the Ethernet cord out of the back of the PlayStation because I don't like anything eating up my connection while I'm on the show. And she decided to take that end of the connection and plug it also into the router. So that threw everything into haywire mode.
Really?
Yeah. So that's where we're at with that crap.
Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Are you?
Hello?
Hey, that's not me. That's you this time.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. So what's going on today?
There's a lot going on today, actually. I was actually right in the middle of an email to a potential sponsor. We're looking for a place to do our after party for Extreme Night of Champions. And
nice.
So, you know, this could be a good thing. And I was shooting a big, big email to a very prominent businessman in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And so hopefully we can pan something out. I've been on the prowl here for sponsors. I've been looking pretty hard here for the last couple of weeks, especially since we had our business meeting with XFI, not this past Saturday, but the one before that. So I'm trying to get some things done.
Cool. You're the man. You just get out there. You get it. You just get it done.
Don't stop. Get it. We need to find that song.
Yeah, something like that. Have a good show today for your 30th. For your 30th show.
All except for like the last 12 minutes. I think we did well. You know, I went on a rant there for a little bit. I've gotten more feedback about that rant. You wouldn't believe how many people were excited to hear me get excited or pissed off or whatever you want to call it and talk about the real reason why we support local MMA. It's not for the dollar. It is absolutely not for the dollar. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I signed up with XFI strictly under a volunteer contract. It's not about the dollar for me. It's not about any money for me. It is about the fighters. It's about getting people to the level where they need to be, where they work so hard to be. And that's it. That is it. It's not about money. It's not about pay-per-views. It's not about, it is in a way about how many seats you can fill in the arena, because that's what the fighters deserve. But It's not about a buck for me. It's not about splitting money with GFL. It's not about any of that stuff. So, you know, I went off. I went crazy today.
Well, and I don't blame you. And I'm going to let you do it again if the urge hits you. because that's what it is. You know, I don't get any, we don't get anything from GFL for plugging them. I don't get any extra.
No.
From all the promotions I get. You know, it's just part of the package. When a promotion hires me on to do their event, you know, I explain to them what they're going to get. I'm going to come in. I'm going to ring announce your event. If you're having my DJ company do your music, you're going to get that too. But you're also going to get plugged on my radio, on my internet show. I'm going to plug the hell out of it, reposting stuff on Facebook.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but then there are the promotions that we have absolutely nothing to do with. But because we do promote, we do support MMA, we're going to give them a pop every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So people thinking that we're in this just for the almighty dollar, you can take that and stick it in your pipe.
That's right. That's right. And I don't expect to be confronted not only as a fan or a businessman or whatever. I don't know what he thought. I mean, I guess he thought he was confronting me as a radio show host or confronting me as so. I have no idea what he was planning on doing there. But first of all, you don't confront fans, period. No. You know, this was an event. This was someone else's promotion that, first of all, I don't have to talk about because I work with a company. So I don't have to talk about this. My goal, and it goes back to supporting local MMA. Now, this was no promotion. And in fact, if you want me to be honest with you, it was pretty sad watching the pay-per-view. It was pretty sad looking at maybe a couple hundred people in the audience. This was an outdoor event where the cicadas and the bugs were louder than the crowd was. That's embarrassing. That is very, very embarrassing. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not because I talked about the event being on GFL. That's not why this person did not sell very many tickets. That has nothing to do with it. The only reason why I was even remotely interested is because we had Megan Goodwin fighting up there. We had our new friend Sean Bales fighting up there. Those were the only two fights that I wanted to see. That was worth my $14.99, who this gentleman obviously griped about getting a piece of that. He griped about making money. It was worth my money to see those two fights right there. And it's sad because there was about five people I saw in that cage that night who, first of all, didn't even belong in a cage. There were five people that I saw who did more running and ducking than anything. I don't know where these people are finding some of these fighters. I have no clue, but it was extremely embarrassing. There's only two fights I wanted to see, and the one of the main fights I wanted to see, we almost watched one of our own people get screwed out of a championship. They counted points off of her multiple times. Then when the other fighter poked her straight in the eye, plain as day, the referee, did he take points away from her opponent? Absolutely not. He threatened to disqualify our own fighter because of what her corner said. And it wasn't even her corner. It was her boyfriend that said something. So, you know, it was nothing but a Branson screw job, if you ask me. But it didn't work. It didn't work because Megan Goodwin came in. She dominated her opponent the entire fight. It only went to the ground once, and even Megan got the best of her on the ground. But she definitely got the best of the stand-up game. It was just embarrassing. The whole event was embarrassing. And this guy confronted me after it was over with. Ridiculous.
I didn't even watch it, but I did see pictures. Do you even want to dare talk about the ring announcer?
The ring announcer wearing a T-shirt that's shaped, you know, like when you're a kid and you go to Bo's Tuxedos in Fort Smith and they give you one of those stupid T-shirts that looks like it's printed like a tuxedo and it says Bo Knows Tuxedos. It was stupid. It was one of those completely unprofessional. I get that it was outside. I get it, but I don't care. Don't make them wear a farce of an outfit. Have them wear something classy, dress up some type of way. You don't have to put a tux on, but wear something that doesn't look completely ridiculous.
I mean, you know, even if it was just a pair of nice dress slacks with a shirt, I'm sure that would have looked 10 times better than the pictures I saw.
Absolutely. It was embarrassing. The whole thing was. Everybody, all of them were embarrassing.
I mean, Hey, maybe it's just me. You know, I kind of I'm not going, kind of like somebody I was talking to yesterday, because I made a post. I'm really wanting to get in on the Vegas and California scene during the ring announcing. So I put a post on my Facebook that said, hey, any promoters in Vegas or L.A. needing a ring announcer, you know, please get a hold of me. Well, somebody pipes up and he says, ring announcers are dime a dozen. You can find them on every quarter. Well, to bounce back on my philosophy that I've been using, I replied back, yeah, maybe you can, but are they there for a check? Or are they a ring announcer that takes pride in his work?
I mean, there's plenty of people doing it just for the check, especially this guy we saw in Branson.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's ring announcers who are out there just for the checks. And kind of like I've always said, you can tell the ones that are there for a check, and you can tell the ring announcers that are there and take pride in their work and put work into getting ready for an event, you know. So, anyway, Granny Hulkster, how do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hello, Clint.
Hello.
I agree. I mean, if you're going to do, whether it's a ring announcing job or whatever, you need to be professional about it, first of all. I mean, you know, and I agree that there are some people out there in the business, whether it's, you know, MMA, whatever, you know, there are people out there that all they want is that paycheck. They don't care about the job they do. They just want that money. Now, working in the retail business like I did for years, you know, I had to give good customer service, because if I didn't, you know, I would get in trouble. I would lose my job. But I'm the type of person that, number one, I try to treat people the way I would like to be treated, first of all. I respect my customers, because it's those customers, it's those people that are paying for these events, coming to these events to see these shows. That's what's paying for these people's paychecks. You know, when you have an event, whether it's wrestling, MMA, UFC, whatever, it's the fans that are coming to these events that pay for the show, pay for the paychecks, you know, whatever. So yes, I agree with you. They need to care about what they're doing, like you said. You know, are you just there for the paycheck, or do you care about the quality of job that you do? I mean, and a lot of people don't do that.
Well, you know, it's like some of the guys that make these fight cards for the events. You know, we've seen people who wanted to be on board with making fight cards because I guess it makes them look good that they're a piece of the company. But it became like a popularity contest. Like, they'd call their buddies first and be like, hey, man, you want a fight coming up? And it was ridiculous. Now we're at a different level. We've got a guy, and we talked to him today, Aaron Cobb. We've got a guy that makes a fight card based on not only who's deserving, but who belongs on a fight card. There's tons of people who don't belong on a fight card. And if you're there just for a paycheck, just for the looks and the glitz and glamour and all that stuff, and to get your buddies in, so you could be the most popular dude in town for a couple of weeks. If that's all you're there for, it's not going to work. And we've seen that happen. And now we've got people dedicated to the cause and dedicated to what we do, and it's working. So I'm down.
Down with the sickness, baby.
I'm about pissed off. Man, I got news for you. Let's get to some news real quick. This is coming from Pro Wrestling Insider. As previously reported, Japanese pro wrestler legend and former WCW star, the great Muda, was at TNA headquarters today.
I saw that.
The great Muda met with Jeff Jarrett and TNA's Andy Barton about the idea of TNA sending talent to his new Wrestle One promotion. Jimmy Suzuki, a longtime photographer in Japan, was at the meeting and took a picture of the great Muda and Jeff Jarrett. And you can see that on I'm looking at eWrestlingNews.com. There's a headline up. One would assume if TNA sends talent to Wrestle One, that the exchange would be reciprocated. However, nothing is confirmed at this point. More on the meeting should be revealed in the next few days. So, Wrestle One promotion in the hands of the great Muta. This could get good.
KJ Muta, or whatever his other alias was over there. No, he did. Because he had the great Muta character. He had the evil Muta character, which kind of had this demonic paint job mask that he wore. And then he had Kiju Muta.
Kiju Muta is his real name. That's his real...
Right.
Yeah. He has also gone by Great Muta, the Great Muta, Space Lone Wolf, Kokushi Muso, Kokushi, White Ninja, Super Ninja, Black Ninja, Super Black Ninja, and Viet Cong Ming.
Viet Cong Ming.
I don't know where that came from. That's got nothing to do with Japan. He is 50 years old. He'll be 51 in December. So,
and he can still go.
He looks like he's in great shape to be 50 years old.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, Kevin Nash is 50 years old, and he looks like he's in great shape, too.
Wolfpack in the house!
Oh, that's right. Sorry. That's how we do it. What you know about P-Cola? Kevin Nash, yeah, he is actually... Kevin Nash is 54 now. Holy jeez.
Oh, God, he's eligible for the Ric Flair show. Oh!
He's eligible for the seniors discount at the Golden Corral.
Yeah. Big Kev.
Big Kev.
Big Kev.
Man, I got some other news. Stephanie McMahon was shown on Monday Night Raw pushing for Daniel Bryan to get a corporate makeover. WWE.com has a poll asking if Daniel Bryan should change his look. Almost 9,000 votes have been cast. 49% say, yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yeah.
He needs to look more presentable. 51% say no. His look is what sets him apart from the other superstar. I'm going to stop saying that word. From the other wrestlers. Bray Wyatt also tweeted the following after attacking Kane on Raw. He says, question authority. Question everything. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, for you are never alone.
They need to change the name to that show, by the way.
To what?
Monday Night Snore.
Man, last night was god-awful. I haven't seen a Monday Night Raw like that since the invasion angle.
I mean, it's horrible. And you saw the post I put on Facebook, and I'll get right in Vince McMahon's face. I have no problems telling Vince McMahon straight to his face that you need to start pushing your Munsters and stop force-feeding Cena, Orton, Alberto Del Rio, Daniel Bryant, as much as I like Daniel Bryant, but you need to stop force-feeding them down our throats and start utilizing your Munsters.
Did you just about put Daniel Bryant with Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson?
I think you just about put, I think you were fixing to say Daniel L. Bryant, and I think you were,
Daniel
are you fixing Hey, Jim Ross has a Q&A section. Updated on his website, Jim Ross, on being asked about whether there should be an off-season in WWE, Jim Ross says, I do not think an off-season is necessary in our business. I do think giving talents ample time off, and that's what you're talking about, is imperative along with strict adherence to the wellness policy and stellar PT for injuries. He was also asked if he thinks Chris Benoit will ever be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and he said, I do not think the Benoit will ever be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, he did not say never. He refrained from using the word never because Jim Ross knows never say never. And look at now we're talking about the Ultimate Warrior and Vince McMahon having talks again and possibly bringing him back and maybe even a Hall of Fame induction. And it could happen at the 30th WrestleMania 30 coming up. And Jim Ross was also asked why WWE only focuses on the main events. Jim Ross says those are a production or creative issue. Times change. I don't know why that was gone away from, but it is what it is. So, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't being focused on, and and that's okay. And speaking of having no focus, former TNA talent Matt Morgan has announced that he will be working the Family Wrestling Entertainment Show on October 12th in Brooklyn, New York. He'll face John Morrison in an FWE Open Weight Grand Prix Tournament. Morgan will also appear on August 25th for Squared Circle Wrestling in Whitby, Ontario at Class Act Dinner Theater. Boy, that's good. Going from WWE, and now he's bombed out of TNA, and now he's going to go to Class Act Dinner Theater. That's got to be lovely for him.
Yummy. Yeah, here you go. Have your steak while you're...
Yeah, watch Matt Morgan. Can I get you some more tea with that?
Is that sweetened or unsweetened?
Sweet or unsweetened. Hey, remember we were talking about trash talk earlier. Do you remember that? We were talking about people talking trash. You know, and I know I talked about this on my show. There's a lot of people that are whining and crying about trash talk. Well, you know, MMA is a sport of great respect. Of course it is. Of course it is. But when you're fighting, there's going to be trash talk. Okay? So keep your respect in your back pocket. You can have all the respect you want for whomever, but you know what? What's putting people in these seats is the controversy, is the drama, is the action. That's what's putting people in seats, not respect. Like I said, I don't want to see two guys go into to the cage hugging each other, and then after the fight's over, they hold hands and go skipping out of the ring and go antiquing with each other. That's not what I want to see. So back on the trash talk subject, Emmett Smith is being targeted here by Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson said he's got his sights set on the NFL career rushing record and said he expects to break the mark in 2017. Now, he didn't just call out the year. He has circled the date on the calendar.
Wow.
Emmett Smith could possibly have his record broken in 2017 by Adrian Peterson. Peterson's 28 years old. He finished just eight yards shy of Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record last year. The rushing record is 2105, 2,105 yards. Adrian Peterson finished with 2,097 yards, so just 8 yards shy of the record. Peterson said his goal is to reach 2,500 yards this year, just this year. He also targeted Emmett Smith's record of 18,355 yards and told the Star Tribune that he expects to break the record in week 16 of the 2017 season, even though his current pace would have him approaching the mark in week 4 of the 2019 season. He's talking about doing this 2 years ahead of time. Peterson currently has 8,849 yards. His estimate would mean it would take him 79 games to rush for the remaining 9,507 needed to set the all-time mark, which would require him to average 120 yards per game in that span. So between now and 2017, he's got to average 120 yards. Now, what happens if Minnesota gets a great quarterback with a great receiver core? Emmitt Smith is going to be, his value is going to be diminished. He's not going to hit that.
Wait a minute. Minnesota, they still got a football team?
No, they've got Adrian Peterson. That's about all they've got.
Okay.
He is the team. Last time I knew anything about them, Brett Favre was playing quarterback, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Brett Favre, hold on a minute. Cool.
What do you got in the news?
Whole bunch of BS.
All right.
TNA has canceled two events.
Oh, surprise, surprise. They're doing so great, though.
Yes, they're so wonderful.
Yeah, they're doing great. They're not in the mud whatsoever. Nothing to worry about there. We're just going to go ahead and we're going to go cancel a couple of events, and then we'll get back to you later.
Exactly. Brian Wilson is back. The other Brian Wilson, the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, no.
He has made a reemergence. He great pitcher. You know, he's best known for his beard. But, you know, take nothing away from the guy. He's a great pitcher until he hurt his arm and San Francisco released him. Well, he has just signed a free agent deal with the LA Dodgers. Hmm. Which can kind of work because the Dodgers, who plays for the Dodgers?
I mean, Don Mattingly is the manager, but I don't know who plays for him.
For Bo Derek, age is just a number. I'm Kristen Alden.
Really? Thank you. Okay.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
What are you doing? What are you looking at over there?
You sit in your little cubicle. You let me have fun in my little cubicle.
I'm in the kitchen, man. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, Johnny Manziel is in the news again.
Oh, Texas, his family's scared to death.
Okay, if the boy would stop having his picture taken with a bong, maybe he'd stop getting in trouble.
Who cares, though? Who cares? It's a bong. Who cares? He could be smoking hookah from that thing. You never know.
Exactly. I doubt it, but exactly.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on in Northwest Arkansas? Benton County administrator arrested on suspicion of theft.
Oh, we're a bunch of thieves up here. Come on now.
Good Lord have mercy. I wonder if he did like our police chief in Salisaw down here and put IOUs in the box when he stole from it.
Really?
That's a true story.
The most
the most honest thief ever. He took money from the cash box. Rock the Cash Box. That was a great song. Anyway, he took money from the cash box and put IOUs in it.
Wow.
Then they opened the cash box to spend a little money on the city, and all they got was paper. It was like on Dumb and Dumber when the guy came back for his briefcase, and there he's like, "What is all this? There's a bunch of napkins in the briefcase." And he's like, "Those are IOUs, sir. Those are just as good as money."
Hold on a minute. I got a rumor has it I know who might be behind these mystery videos that have been showing up on TNA.
See, I haven't seen an episode of TNA in maybe about a month and a half. I haven't seen anything.
Well, they've had Granny Hulkster, you there? You could probably pipe in on this little conversation.
Well, I'm here. Like I said, I don't get to see a lot of TNAs because I have meetings on my Moosewatch meetings on Thursday night, so I don't always get to see it, but I'll try.
Oh, she's rocking the hook. Anyway, a guy I have really been impressed with, and I'm going to let this out of the bag. It's a guy I have really been impressed with. I haven't really got to see him wrestle very much, but the few times I have seen him, Adam Pearce, former NWA champion.
That guy, isn't he the guy that showed up with the cape on the gut check?
I believe so.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy. What's he doing now?
He wrestled in the NWA, and he's a former NWA champion, and I'm sure Granny Hulkster's heard of him. Granny Hulkster?
Yeah, I have. I've heard the name.
That's where you talk in. There we go. Okay. And
yeah, we can't hear a head nod over the radio, Granny.
I was just listening to Greg, but I've heard the name.
She's mesmerized.
So also. Yes, it's that Barry White thing, baby.
What's up, ladies?
What's up, ladies? So anyway, they've had these mystery videos showing up. Somebody is showing up August 1st, and so through my investigative skills, so far all the fingers I have are pointing to Adam Pearce.
To do what?
Well, I guess wrestle. I don't know.
Look, I don't know. I think he's washed up. And I don't like the guy. I don't like his attitude. And if he was trying to play a heel during Gut Check, he did a terrible job of it. So I'm out on that guy. Hey, I just got another five news flash. China has just joined the ban on Arkansas poultry after the bird flu.
Woohoo!
China is boycotting Arkansas poultry.
Oh, and they're the ones putting paint on children's toys.
No, they don't do that.
They put deadly toxins in their paint.
No, that was old. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't. Okay. Bomb a subway tunnel?
I don't know. Maybe so, but that's why I don't take the subway.
Okay.
And I eat there, but I don't take it.
I got a guest.
Uh-oh.
Who I'm trying to get to call in.
Oh.
It may not be today, but
we got a guest in the chat room. Is that Granny Hulkster?
I guess. On the phone, Ben.
Well, I know, but are you also on the website too, where the chat room is? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, it's not Granny Hulkster. Ben.
Well, I just said hello to him, so maybe if
I'm going to say hello
call.
Too.
Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
Football season just around the corner.
Yay.
Yeehaw,
that's what I'm talking about. And that's what we need is a little bit of football season. We need to get some stuff going here.
We need some football.
Yes. Hey, Granny, are you still doing your radio show that you used to do?
No.
I'm actually not doing the one I used to do, but a friend of mine, his name is Terry Pantera, he is doing a show called Sick and Twisted World of Wrestling on Sunday nights, and I actually run the switchboard for him. But as far as doing the New Age Wrestling Radio that I was doing, I had to step down just because of my health and things like that. But
yeah,
I
didn't know if you
couple,
were. I, was...
I think in a couple weeks, I think that show is supposed to be going like prime time, like the premium level, and we're going to be doing like an hour and a half to 2 hour show starting in a couple of weeks, I think.
Nice.
Is Barney still doing the show for you?
No. Cage has not been on. That's why I'm running the switchboard, because Cage has not been there to help out Terry like he was supposed to do. So guess who stepped in and, you know, I just run the switchboard, and occasionally I talk, but I don't actually host the show like I did for over 2 years.
I was going to say, we're going to have to get involved in some more stuff here.
Oh, I know it. What, you know.
Well,
hey,
you guys are welcome to call in anytime you'd like. I mean, you know, it's Sunday nights, you know. Right now it's at 10 o'clock Central Time, but I think we're going to be, once we start over to the premium level, I think it's going to be like 8 to 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'll know more in a couple of weeks. I'll know more in about a week or so.
Hey, there's a show I want to turn you guys on to. A buddy of mine, Mike Payton, from, let's see, where is he from? He's from up north, I think, somewhere. New Windsor, New York. He's from up in that area. And he hosts a show, or he's part of a show on Monday nights, the post show, the Monday Night Raw post show on Mega Powers Radio. And I was on the show last night. I called in real early. And talked, you know, kind of about the new Total Divas thing and how crappy it is and how bad Monday Night Raw was.
Sucks.
And he put a post up. Mike Payton put a post up. He said, if you missed our Monday Night Raw post show on Mega Powers Radio, it's now available for your on-demand listening pleasure on YouTube. Don't miss this unique show featuring calls from Dusty Rhodes, Randy Savage, Bill Clinton, Batman, Hank Hill, and more. Now, I've got a secret for you guys. I was Randy Savage, I was Bill Clinton, I was Batman, and I was Hank Hill. So if you want to go and listen to this episode, I will put a link to that show on Greg Squirrel. I'll put it on your page. It's going to be for YouTube. Now, the first 13 minutes of the show were they were music, because Raw was still on the air. The show started at 10. Raw was still on the air for a while. And so the first 13 minutes, you'll have to buzz through those. But after that, you'll hear me. I'm one of the first people that called in. And then after that, the fun begins later on in the show with the celebrity call-ins. And so anyway, there you go.
Should I call in and do my Nikita Koloff impression?
I think they're looking for the Shockmaster, but I did a lot of studying on the Shockmaster last night.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So I think I'm going to get the Shockmaster down in my repertoire of my, you know, my little resume of voices that I do. Because, you know, I do a pretty good Hank Hill there, Bobby. And so I had to get on there last night and do a little Hank Hill for the boys after the post show for Monday Night Raw. And then, you know, of course I had, oh yeah, the Macho Man. I had him call in, and then I did some other stuff. I even did a little Sling Blade on there. And you can hear that part of the show.
I'm down there working for Bill Cox's outfit.
Give me some biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm.
And then French fried potatoes.
I bet Granny thinks we've lost our minds.
No, not at all. I know how crazy you guys are.
We do get pretty crazy.
Before I forget, Clint, you know, you asked me to do something for you yesterday.
I did.
Uh-oh.
Remember the poster you asked? Well, so I made the okay, this is a poster that I made for Alan Steele. I put Genetic Perfection, all that Alan Steele, and Rich Rude on one side of the poster, okay?
Yes.
And then on the other side, being that you're such an Alan Steele fan, I put Perfection section, and then I put Where is Clint Davis?
Yeah.
And then I wrote, we hope, and then I just wrote I got that all in sizzle letters and colored in black on a white poster so it can be seen really well, you know, because Genetic Perfection, black and white, you know.
There you go.
We hope, and then I just wrote, we hope to see you soon, and then I put at the bottom, and I couldn't do this in stencils because I kind of ran out of room, so I kind of did it my own artistic way, but we and TCW misses you.
Nice. That is amazing. You might have to take a picture of that and put it on Facebook.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm gonna have to, when I download my, when I get my pictures taken this time on my memory card, I think I'm going to get a flash drive so I can store all my pictures on a flash drive.
Absolutely.
And then I can just hook up my flash drive to my computer and download them that way instead of putting them on a disk and then trying to download them all that way, because that gets really tiresome.
Yeah, no doubt.
That is for you, Mr. Clint Davis. So.
Well, you know, that means a lot more to me than people probably imagine. You know, not a lot of people would hear that and think, oh, somebody's going to hold up a sign for this guy at a wrestling show. I mean, that, you know, that's a big deal to me. That's a big deal for me. So I appreciate that. And, you know, big shout out to you, Granny. Love you.
Well, I love you guys, too. And, you know, like I said, I'm excited about Saturday night. I can't wait. And I had a friend of mine teasing me last night. He says, oh, what if you got to go to the hospital with a blood clot? I said, you know what? I said, I did go to the emergency room tonight because I thought I had a blood clot, but praise the Lord, I didn't.
That's right. I said,
if my leg's hurting, I said, I ain't going to go to the hospital till after the show.
That's right.
I don't want to end up in the hospital and miss TCW.
That is right. I hate the thought of having to keep missing this stuff, but, you know, once again, that's just how my weekends fall. I mean, I've had the kids here for 2 weeks, but it just so happens that right after I take them home on Wednesday, I get them right back on Friday until Monday. So, you know, I'm not going to complain. I mean, I'll do whatever I need to do and miss whatever I need to miss. You know how many dates I've turned down because I've had my kids with me? And it's not that I regret anything. I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter to me what it is. When I've got these kids with me, I will tell I'll tell my parents to take a back seat if that's what happens. It doesn't matter to me. So, you know, I give up everything for these kids. It doesn't matter what time, what day. I don't care. I'll give up everything for them.
Cool.
Well, what? You're a good daddy. You're Clint. You're a very good daddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I try. You know, I mean, I'm not the best by any means, but I do what I think is right.
Well,
and I,
you're better than some, sir. So I admire
yes,
you for that.
Yes.
So.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. You know, there's a lot of course, you know, when you're divorced, there's going to be a lot of trash talk and all that other stuff. But I guarantee you one thing. It doesn't take a genius to look at my kids and know that I treat them right and that they love me. So.
Well, let me tell you something,
especially
guys.
Especially when they're sticking your modem into things it's not supposed to be stuck.
Let me tell you something, guys. My first husband, he never wanted anything to do with my son. And you both know my son.
Yeah.
You know, you both know Anthony very, very well. And my husband that I'm married to now, David, has been more of a dad to my son than my ex-husband could ever dream of being.
I love that guy.
So,
he's awesome,
well,
by the way.
The day that Anthony was born, and, you know, you were talking about, you know, how the guy gave up the tournament to go
to be with his wife because she was in labor.
Yeah.
My husband wasn't even in the delivery room with me when I had my son. And he had the opportunity to be there, and he chose not to. But that's his loss. You know, and then the day, and the time my son was born, the day my son was born, he told all of his friends in a bar that there was no way that that could be his baby because that baby had blonde hair.
Nah. You know, I've got dark hair and olive green eyes and dark facial hair, you know, and my ex-wife, she's got dark features, you know, Lily's mom, she's got dark features and all that dark hair and everything like that. And Lily's blonde-haired and blue-eyed, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. any idiot could be like, oh, well, that baby doesn't match me to a T, so that means I'm not the father. That is stupid. I don't know why anybody would say something like that. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, I mean, of course, my dad, he's got blonde hair and blue eyes, and that's probably where Lily got it all from. But, you know, but for a dad to look at a child and say, especially a newborn, and say, that's not mine, blah, 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 because of this and that and the other, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
So.
Oh, back to the sports world.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, no. I have been in talks with a gentleman, and he actually wrote me back, and so now we're just working out a day and a time. As you know, how we love our professional wrestling, Ryan Howe. I don't know if anybody recognizes that name. He recently participated in the TNA Gut Check series.
No, I don't know that.
And so he also went through the WWE Tough Enough thing that they do. And so we are currently in negotiations to have Ryan Howe, a current professional wrestler, on the Greg Squirrel Show. So as soon as we get that nailed down in a coffin, we will let everybody know.
Nice. I do have an update. I've got a little bit of tragic news.
Bro.
College football players from Texas A&M and the University of Utah were killed in a single car accident in northern New Mexico on Monday night. There was a redshirt freshman defensive lineman at Texas A&M and an incoming freshman defensive tackle at Utah who were killed in a rollover accident near Cuba, New Mexico. The third person in the car, Andrew Utafe, 13 years old, was also killed. And I don't know if there's any details on the how the accident happened. It looks like a single car accident at this point, but you never know. But this vehicle looks completely mangled. So we've lost two freshmen and a 13-year-old in this, two college football players. What a deal, man. That's tragic.
And I'm going to open up the mic to you right now a little bit, Clint. Down there in Fort Smith, a young man named Steve Helms recently passed away. And you're working on a fundraiser. I want you to go ahead and let the fans know about that, so the Greg Squirrel Show can get in on the helping out this family.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend of mine that I've known for 25 years, Daniel Honeycutt. He's a police officer in Fort Smith. He followed in his father's footsteps. He was a police officer for, gosh, I don't know how long. But anyway, Daniel got a hold of me and let me know about one of his, probably his best friend. I mean, I don't know if he was closer to anybody else. A gentleman named Steve Helms passed away unexpectedly. Just a few days ago, a couple of days ago, and they're holding a benefit for his wife Jennifer in Van Buren, Arkansas, down this way. They're doing a cut-a-thon at Fantastic Sam's in Van Buren from 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, August the 4th. A minimum $8 donation to get a haircut. So, you know, guys like me, I mean, I pay $15 for a haircut, so it's not. It's not far-fetched for me to go down there and donate $15 or $20 or something like that.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're down here in this area, now also there is, they are doing, oh shoot, let me find it real quick. I'm going to pull the website up. But anyway, he's got two small sons. Steve has two small sons and his wife Jennifer, like I mentioned, and so you know they're trying to do a benefit for Jennifer to help with you know expenses, funeral costs, things like that. I don't know what the situation was with you know insurance and all that kind of stuff. Not really going to get into that or ask about it. But they're also doing memorial contributions as well. This is a cause that was very important to the family. Memorials can be made to the American Diabetes Association at 212 Natural Resource Drive in Little Rock. So if there's anybody out there who wants to either donate to that, I mean, there's the address for that. Or if you just want to help the family directly, Squirrel, for your fans, have them inbox you. And then you inbox me, and I'll get some information on where they, you know, if they can't come down to Van Buren, I'll get them an idea on where to send a donation to for this family.
Yes, you know, and stuff like this, you know, really hits home with me with losing my dad, you know, back in April. So, you know, anything we can do to help out this family. Let's get your listeners on XFI Live. Let's get the Greg Squirrel Show listeners, and let's just get out there and let's just help this family out, because me and Clint, we know the heartache and pain that they're going through right now. So best thing we can do is help out any way we can.
That's right. I appreciate you opening up the floor to me there and getting the word out. So I feel good about that.
Yes, I read this little story in the news, and it's hard to believe that this has happened right here in Arkansas.
Hmm.
But for what it's worth, I'm going to read this. A Truman man awoke Monday morning to find his dog eating one of his testicles.
Oh, my God. Are we doing this?
The man, who has not been identified, is paralyzed and told police he has no feeling from the waist down. Around 7:45 Monday morning, he was awakened by a burning pain in his midsection. 39-year-old man told police he sleeps in the nude and noticed the dog was sleeping between his legs. He said he glanced down and he noticed that the small, white, fluffy dog had blood on his muzzle and front teeth. When the man looked further, he noticed that the dog had eaten one of his testicles.
Unbelievable.
Only in Arkansas.
Did this happen in Arkansas?
Yes, Truman, Arkansas.
Get out of town. What is it with you people?
I don't know. You people.
Yeah, we're not beating balls over here.
Hey, what do you mean, you people?
Right.
I cannot do a good impression of a white man portrayed a black man, you know.
Right.
You probably know the movie I'm talking about.
I don't. I may need to stay out of this conversation.
Tropic Thunder.
Okay, never saw it.
Robert Downey Jr., who's had a great resurgence in the movie Tropic Thunder. Now everybody knows that he's a white guy. Well, in the movie, he's playing a black guy.
Yeah, I heard that it wasn't. Oh no, that was a spoof movie. I was gonna say, wasn't Larry the Cable Guy in that? But that was something else.
No, but no, it has a great cast: Robert Downey Jr., Jack Black, Ben Stiller.
Oh yeah.
And so he's like, "What do you mean, you people? Let me tell you about you people. Come here, boy. Let me tell you about you people."
Wow.
Great, funny. I'm going to have to go back and watch it now that I've been talking about it.
Hey, have you heard about what's going down in Detroit? You know, the whole city is just going to the pits. There's a story out today. A Detroit man who reportedly sired 24 children has been found dead under mysterious circumstances inside a nightclub venue.
Wow.
The guy named Deion Taylor, 45 years old. His body was found by his brother inside the venue at Colfax and Warren Streets, where he earlier prepared for an upcoming graduation party for one of his sons. He said the children are devastated. His grandchildren are devastated. All I can say is we're trying to deal with this. It's hard. Authorities are awaiting a medical examiner's report to determine Taylor's cause of death. One of his daughters described him as a very loving and strong man. She said, I know deep down in my heart he served his purpose here on earth. So I don't even know I don't even know what's going on in Detroit, but this is ridiculous.
I heard it's getting pretty bad up at Detroit. I mean, it seems like every day I turn around and people are getting out of Detroit like a mad exodus.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, did you hear about the Bachelorette? She got dumped.
Got dumped again.
She, the Bachelorette recap, dramatic exit, bombshell confession in part one of the season finale. I don't know who this lady is, but she looks like a ditz. The producers of The Bachelorette decided to drag out the finale into 2 weeks. But after a shocking exit in Antigua during last night's episode, it looks as though it may be worth it. The fantasy suite week started off quite normally. Bachelorette Desiree Hartstock took Drew Kenny to a local festival in Antigua for some dancing and shopping before offering him the chance to spend the night alone with her without any cameras. Bachelorette tradition when it's down to three suitors. So she decided to whore it out with three guys. He said he was ecstatic. He didn't want to give up any time with her. Then she took out Chris Siegfried on a helicopter ride to nearby Barbuda, an island, for some fun in the sun. His answer to the fantasy suite proposal, I think that it's a great opportunity to spend more time with you. Of course he would say that. What guy wouldn't? At this point, instead of cutting to the beginning of Brooks Forrester's tropical date, confused viewers watched an extended scene from his hometown date in Utah last week, shortly after Brooks said his goodbye to the Bachelorette. And obviously upset and conflicted, Brooks told his family he was having some doubts. He said, I love my relationship with Desiree, and I keep wondering why it is that I'm not at the stage yet to say to Desiree, I love you. He also said the idea of proposing to her at the end of this makes me really uncomfortable. If more guys were that smart, if I would have been that smart in the past, I wouldn't have been married so many times.
You and Ric Flair.
You know, sometimes you just got to say no. But I honestly got to tell you something, man, and I won't say which one of my marriages this was, but one of my marriages, I absolutely felt completely pressured into proposing. Someone bought their own ring and brought it to me and was like, all right, here, whenever you're ready. And, you know, and if I would have had enough guts, now, yeah, tell me that's not a red flag. If I would have had enough guts to just say no, I wouldn't be. Well, I mean, I'm in a good position today, but, you know, everything's a learning experience, and I'm glad that I'm never going to do that crap again. I mean, I may be 60 years old and find somebody nice, but whatever. Right now I'm 31. I'm going to live it up. So
That's what I keep telling people. And that's what I tell people, you know. You know, I tell people, you know, you can't make yourself fall in love with somebody. They can be the nicest, sweetest person in the world, but if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can spend time together for 2 years, but if you don't feel it, you just don't feel it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That is correct. 100% correct.
Today on Dr. Phil, you idiot.
Oh. You idiot.
I do. I need to call in and do my Nikita Koloff sometime.
You might have to do that.
Because you're no little Luga. You're going to die. Nikita Koloff, Russian nightmare. When you take your die, little Luga.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was my Nikita Koloff impression.
Hey, have you seen what A-Rod's doing right now? Alex Rodriguez claims in an interview with Sports Illustrated he still wants to be a role model despite the noise surrounding the embattled New York Yankee slugger from the Biogenesis scandal. He said, look, it's concerning. I have two daughters at home, and I'm sensitive to that. And above all, I want to be a role model, continue to be a role model, especially to my daughters. So all the noise sometimes gets on my nerves, but that's it. I can't let it get any further than that. I have a job to do. His comments are raising eyebrows due to his entanglement and purported role in the Biogenesis saga. ESPN's Outside the Lines reported that Rodriguez and as many as 20 other players are expected to be suspended for their relationship to Anthony Bosch, the co-founder of the now-closed Biogenesis anti-aging clinic that allegedly provided performance-enhancing drugs to the players. Of course, Rodriguez is denying any involvement, but yeah, whatever.
Well, you see, I got to question that, okay? I got to question A-Rod's intention, especially after my trip to Zaxby's today. I mean...
The chicken place?
Yes, Zaxby's Chicken. They were having the Alex Rodriguez bobblehead promotion today. And it came in two boxes. I mean, one box had the bobblehead doll. The other box had the syringe and the cocaine separator, you know.
Get out of town. It wasn't even cocaine. It was human growth hormone.
Oh, okay. Was that what it was? Okay.
There should have been just syringes, and that's all.
Well, there was a couple of syringes in there. I'm going to let you and Granny talk for a little bit because
okay.
I got to step away from the desk for a little bit.
Roger that. Now, Granny, this is the part where we're going to go straight into. I'm headed on my computer as we speak. I'm headed to TCWWrestling.com. Now, we've got a big event coming up this weekend. This is something you're going to be a part of. And,
yes.
And now is the portion of the Greg Squirrel Show where we talk about TCW Back to School Bash 4 coming up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I saw that there was this morning there was only 9 second row VIP tickets left at $20 a pop. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, they are going fast, and I'm not even sure how many general admission tickets are left. I know, like Tom Simon said the other day, front row VIP is gone. There are just a few limited tickets of photo opportunities of getting your picture taken with Matt Hardy. And like you touched on yesterday and Tom Simon touched on when Friday, that you have to have an event ticket in order to purchase the photo opportunity ticket. That photo ticket is not going to get you into the show. And you can only order the photo opportunity tickets online. So,
right.
And I'm not even sure how many of those are even left.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be a lot of, I'm looking at the poster here. I've got Matt Hardy. I've got Trevor Murdoch, Tim Storm. I've got somebody else I don't recognize. I see Titan and Lily. I see Matt Hardy.
It's probably Scott Phoenix. Is it the gentleman that's standing behind Matt Hardy?
That is correct.
That's Scott Phoenix. I believe that is Scott Phoenix.
Now, are we a Scott Phoenix fan?
I am a Scott Phoenix fan. I like Scott Phoenix.
Okay.
He is a very newcomer. He is a newcomer to TCW, but he's a very talented wrestler. I like Scott Phoenix.
Okay.
He's tough, and he's not afraid to stand up to his opponents. I mean, and he proved that after winning the Rumble Riot there in Clarksville. He was not afraid to face Lance Hoyt that very same night after he came in probably halfway through into the Royal Rumble. I mean, there was like 15.
The Rumble Riot.
Only 15 opponents. Something like that, and he was about like 7 or 8, I believe. But he was not afraid to tell Lance Hoyt, get in this ring, you know. And they fought it out. I mean, and it was a very, because see, Lance Hoyt was not even part of the Rumble Riot, because whoever won the Rumble Riot got the $15,000 and then the opportunity to face him. So
right.
He wasn't even in the Rumble Riot. So here he was, totally refreshed, and Scott Phoenix had been totally just wore out, but yet Scott Phoenix was still able to come back and beat Lance Hoyt.
Wow.
So, and Lance Hoyt was not a happy camper, so.
Now, I don't know how many of these ticket outlets still have tickets. D&D Pawn and Larry's Pizza in Fort Smith had tickets. Super Safe Drug and Van Buren also had tickets. I don't know how many general admission are left, but Granny was saying, front row VIP is gone. Second row VIP, this morning there was only 9 tickets left, and who knows about general admission. So we're going to try to get some info on that. Go to TCWWrestling.com for more information. I hear a little drumming, a little tapping in the background, so I'm thinking Squirrel's back.
Yes, I am back.
See, I know when you're here and when you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird? We're not even in the same city, and that's so strange that I know when he's here.
You just know when he's back. Oh, wow,
I know when he's back.
Thanks. Fine, be that way.
Huh.
So anyway, I'm back.
All right. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything came out good.
Cool.
Oh, that's...
folks, the Greg Squirrel Show is brought to you by Preparation H. do you have that not so fresh feeling? All right, yes. I should have used Preparation H. Back to you, Squirrel.
How's everybody doing, Doctor?
Doing great. Itching a little bit, but I'm fine.
No, you guys are a mess, I tell you.
This is what you get with the Greg Squirrel Show. We are definitely not your father's talk sports talk radio show.
That is, well, I don't know. Dad may enjoy this. Mom, probably not.
Well, it depends on mom's mindset, you know.
That's true. My mom is a pre-K teacher in Tulsa, and so probably not.
Okay. Well, if you say so.
All right.
What's for dinner tonight?
I think Lily Davis went over to the freezer a minute ago and got hot dogs and stuff out.
Uh-oh. I'm craving catfish, personally.
Catfish. That sounds good.
Catfish.
Now, I do have an entire catfish. I do have an entire catfish in my freezer.
Well, did you go fishing again?
I did not, but I will. I got somebody who wants to say hi to you.
Uh-oh. Hi, Lily.
Uh-oh. Hi, Lily.
Hi. Lady.
Hi.
Are you having hot
hi,
dogs
sweetie.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Are you having hot dogs? Well, eat one for me. Say okay.
Okay.
Say bye, squirrel. Bye, granny.
Bye, squirrel. Bye, granny.
Bye, Lily.
Lily Davis again.
We're just going to have to get Lily a T-shirt that says official mascot of XFI Live and the Greg Squirrel Show.
That is right. We might go get one of those made up.
There you go. So
what?
You're going fishing again.
Oh, I was saying, speaking of mascots, I was telling Anthony the other day that we needed to make his dog Mysterio the mascot for PCW since his name's Mysterio, you know.
That's right.
Mysterio?
Yeah. He named him after Rey Mysterio.
Is Rey Mysterio
and that
in
dog,
PCW?
And that dog does watch wrestling, let me tell you. He growls at the Shield. Every time he sees the Shield, he growls. He runs to the TV and he growls at them.
That's a
nice.
Vince McMahon
like
product.
Shield.
What do you expect?
So, yeah, Monday Night Raw was god-awful last night. You guys want to talk about anything there?
No.
When's the
Not
last
really.
Time you saw two Divas matches in one night? When was the last time?
Who?
Time's up.
Oh.
Two
I
Divas
don't think
matches.
I have.
Yeah, I was telling the guys on the Monday Night Raw recap last night, I was telling them, I think the last time I saw two Divas matches was when someone came out and attacked Mae Young, and then Moolah came out to defend her honor, and then she got to fight too. And so I think that's the last time I saw two matches like that go down in one night. So in other words, it's been since I was like in junior high.
So please tell me Caitlin was on there.
Caitlin's always on there.
Oh, okay.
Caitlin is my next ex-wife, and she doesn't know that yet.
Oh, okay.
Son, this is the Roland Police Department. We got this restraining order.
Yeah, I'm going to pull
gotta,
Hillbilly Steve.
Yeah, you got to feel bad for Hillbilly Steve.
Well, I kind of set Hillbilly Steve up. He we got to fill Granny in on this. Granny, I don't know, you may not have been listening to my show here lately, but... I've got a guy who's about 300-pounder, and he's trying to get in shape and get into MMA and do some fighting. He took a liking to a girl, a lady that I had in class one time named LaToya, and he called in to give her a special shout-out because he's in love with her and all this other stuff. What I didn't tell Hillbilly Steve was that LaToya's married. And
oh,
so, yeah, so Hillbilly Steve went after LaToya. And now he's potentially facing a restraining order. So he's got his sights set on a new female now, and we're going to go from there. So So, yeah, I feel like I kind of set him up for failure because I didn't tell him that LaToya was married. Which, I mean, if you're like me, the only ones that hit on you are the married ones. So I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but apparently it was.
Apparently. So tell me more about your next fishing trip.
I don't know when it's going to be. It may be next week. Don't know. We're going to try to plan it around. Oh, my gosh. You just want to play the music. I know how you work, Squirrel. I'll play your game, you rogue. Yeah, maybe next week. We also didn't tell Granny who called into my show today.
Yeah, tell her. I'll let you tell her. This is your news.
Granny, I started, today was my 30th episode of XFI Live, and in 30 episodes, we've had over 18,000 people listen to the show.
Well, that's awesome.
It is. It's taken off. It's booming. And Arnold Schwarzenegger called in. I'm going to have to get you. In fact, I'm going to go to my show here in just a second, and I'm going to get the link to today's show, and we'll put it on your page. And if you get to listen, I think it's right around the 40-minute mark when Hillbilly Steve calls in. But before that is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He called in, and he said he loves the show and, you know, just had nothing but compliments. And it was quite an honor. So I'm gonna get you a link to that show, and we'll put it on your page.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up? Oh, are we still on the air? Oh, okay.
Of course, I'm not not a prankster by any means, so this is serious. It's not a joke.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger really called XFI Live today.
Let's bash our favorite promoter again.
Oh, that idiot.
I love bashing promoters.
I like bashing one promoter.
Well, probably the same promoter I like bashing.
Probably. I tell you who else I might have had some words with last night was a friend of yours up at Uncivil War MMA.
Uh-oh, what do you say?
Well, I don't know. There was some back and forth going on about a gentleman who runs MMA Topics, and so I don't know. There was just a lot of back and forth between these guys. I didn't get rude or anything. I just, you know, defended the person that I know. You know what I mean? So.
Right, right.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I haven't got any calls to say don't come back, so I guess everything's safe so far.
Well, you know, somebody mentioned your name. I told them I was unfamiliar with the promoter and unfamiliar with the product because I've never been there. I don't know anything about it. And he said, well, your friend Greg Squirrel has. And I said, well, I don't travel with Greg Squirrel. We host a radio show together, and we've seen each other twice in 3 months. I mean, it's not that I've, you know,
we're
it's
not
like we
conjoined at the hips.
Yeah, we're not joined together by any means, by anything, except for we love talking about sports.
I don't know.
I guess this guy was a little upset. Whatever. I don't know. People get heated. I didn't get heated. I was just part of the conversation. So, but that's not the promoter that we're talking about.
No.
You know, loving the fact that we get to jump on him all the time.
What am I going to do with you guys? Picked a bad week to quit snorting king size permanent markers.
Right.
oh, sorry.
King size permanent markers. Sometimes all it takes is a little Sharpie.
A little Sharpie. Oh, so is it Wednesday yet? Is it my imagination, or does this week seem to be slowly?
Well, I'm glad it is because Lily Davis has to go back home tomorrow, and I don't like that idea. She's been with me for 2 weeks again.
I don't like the thoughts of it either.
You know, I'm not going to know what to do, man. People don't understand how hard it is for dads. You know, like I'm going back to the weekend thing again. You know, I mean, summertime is great. I got the kids 2 full weeks at the end of June, 2 full weeks at the end of July. You know, and you spend 2 weeks with them, it's like they become a part of your everyday routine, and then suddenly it's culture shock, and you got to go back to reality. You know, it's sad for me. I don't like it.
You'll be having withdrawals.
Yeah, probably will.
Nobody will hear from him, and we'll have to bust into the house, and he's folded up in a corner somewhere.
Sipping on a martini
in his boxers.
Who let the dogs out?
It's not my dog.
That's my dog outside.
Oh, is that Granny Holster's dog?
Is that Mysterio?
No, Mysterio is Anthony's dog. That's my bastard
right.
Aunt Maggie.
I feel her pain.
Hey, did you hear about the guy that got the tattoo of Ronda Rousey?
What?
Yeah. You know, Ronda Rousey was recently in ESPN's, what'd they call it? Their body issue. Well, here, I'll just read the story. UFC bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey posed nude for the cover of ESPN, the magazine's body issue in 2012. Mm-hmm. One fan was so moved by the picture that he had a tattoo of the image put on his arm.
Wow.
I'm going to share it so you can... Okay.
Trust me, I'm looking at the images right now. I'm not looking at the tattoo. I'm looking at the real stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right here in front of me.
Duh.
Wow. It's pretty hot stuff.
I like those pink can wraps.
Yes, I do too. Pink is my favorite color.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Back to...
Oh, yes?
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the show.
That's right.
So you got XFI coming up in October. Mm-hmm.
We do. We're actually... Aaron Cobb is working on getting Matt Grice or James Head to do XFI Live.
Cool.
Yeah. Some UFC guys.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
We need to get our little buddy Brian Foster on here.
Yeah, we do. You know, I've had him on XFI Live, and his cousin, Wild Bill, we've talked to him a couple of times. We talked to Wild Bill. In fact, we called Wild Bill on this show right here once. And we sure did. Wild Bill's one of the guys who goes fishing with us. And I've known Wild Bill. My mom was his kindergarten teacher back in the 80s. And I've known him for a long, long time.
Yep. Well, we don't forget Border Wars taking place in West Siloam Springs this Saturday at the big Cherokee Casino. Got to make the Cherokee some money.
Yeah, Will Walker is making his pro debut. We've seen Will Walker with XFI. He held a title for us and decided to go pro, so the title is vacant. And we're also going to see the comeback of Colin Bobrink.
Yes, Colin Bobrink going to be on that show. Don't forget, August 17th, we make the trip back to Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Yeah!
For our friends at Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing.
Muay Thai.
Got that big event coming up August 17th. Then I got a busy September because I got two events up in Missouri, up near Kansas City. And then we go visit my buddies up at Springfield on September 14th.
Is that Uncivil War?
Yes.
Okay.
We got there. We have the event at the O'Reilly Family Event Center.
That is where Dean Vaughn broke his ankle.
That's right. 3,000 seat venue. That place is huge. It's the basketball arena for Drury University up there in Springfield. That's where Uncivil War is having their events now since they outgrew their other facility.
Yeah.
So we got those events going up there. Then October, we got Striking Kansas City Style.
Dang.
October 5th, yes, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. Making their debut in Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow. Going big.
Going big time. Then we come back for Striking in November, which is part of that big tournament, which they did say, yes, we want you there. So I'll be there for that. And then Striking Season's Beatings will be taking place December 14th.
What about the tournament in Muskogee?
Okay, that was the November 2nd.
Yeah, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Right. Yes, they
are
did
you,
call
are,
me.
Are you gonna? You are going to be a part of that?
I am going to be there.
Dang, son, that'd be like a big payday right there.
Yeah, baby.
That's 3 days of is it
me.
Muay Thai or kickboxing? I think
Thai,
it's a Muay Thai tournament. Yeah. I think it is. Ooh,
so 3 days of me. I don't think they're ready.
That's what she said.
Well, yes, it is.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Look this up real quick. See if there's any updates. No, I can't find anything about Striking. Wait, Striking Fights? Maybe. Yeah. They got a website. It is strikingfights.com. That is the website there. Muay Thai Kickboxing. We're busy promoting the next event. There's some good stuff on here. Yeah, the events calendar. Saturday, August 17th, 6 p.m. The last one we saw was that was June 1st, wasn't it? That was June when we went there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And a fun time was had by all.
A fun time was had by all. Now, if you want tickets to Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing Fights in Muskogee, Oklahoma, on Saturday, August the 17th, there is a way to purchase these tickets online. Kids general admission is $10. And if you order online, there's a $1.54 fee for that. So it would cost you $11.54 to get kids general admission. General admission for... let's see, rows 4 through everything else are $15 with a $1.82 fee. So $16.82 for a general admission ticket. That is not bad at all. And ringside, rows 1 through 3 are $25 with the fee included. It will cost you $27.37. Go to striking3.eventbrite.com if you want tickets to that. You can get these tickets online.
Yes.
Now.
And it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
We had fun when you were there.
Man, we had a blast. I hope to come up and be able to do the exact same thing again.
Well, I don't have a problem
with
it.
Have you seen the recent episode of TCW yet?
I have not been able to watch that yet.
Well, I tell you, Brian Thompson. And I'm not a real big fan of Brian Thompson, but I had a lot of respect for what he was saying about these internet wrestling people that's trashing, you know, the wrestling world like they did when they were, like this guy that had this internet wrestling website or something when they were down in Meridian,
mm-hmm.
where he got in the ring and he was saying that he had like 85 views or whatever on his internet website, and John Saxon came in and, you know, and he was trashing the fans. Well, John Saxon put this guy in his place. Well, Brian Thompson last night, he said to Matt Rhodes last night, he says, you know, can I say something? I need to get this off my chest. And I say,
I don't have a lot of respect for Brian Thompson, but I did have a lot of respect for him last night when I watched the recent episode. So you'll just have to watch it and see. But I tell you, whoever this internet people is, this internet wrestling people, that you know, they're trashing professional wrestling like they're doing, and they're trashing the fans. I tell you, I don't like that.
Why would somebody even want to trash fans? Why would you want to do that?
Well, you know, and like I talked about, and I talked about this about a week or so on your show, on this show, but, you know, there was a guy that had made a post on the TCW Facebook page, you know, and I think the guy lives up in Iowa or something, and, you know, and he was, you know, saying that how bad of a company TCW was, nobody, you know, who wants to see a bunch of has-beens like, you know, Murdoch and Matt Hardy and, you know, he mentioned a few names, you know, and, you know, I don't have time for that. Or I forget what he even said, because it wasn't even worth, it wasn't important what he said. But you know me, like I do, I commented and I said, you know, I don't know you and you don't know me, but let me tell you something. You know, I and my family and I are a huge fan of TCW. And I don't appreciate you talking about, you know, basically I told him I didn't appreciate him talking about my family that way. Because, I mean, they're my family.
Well, yeah.
You know, and TCW treats fans like family. And that comes from Colonel Tom Parker, and yes, that's a Parker promise, and I love that saying that he comes up with. But anyways, he just went, and I said, you know, I said, the wrestling fans, they want to see people like Tommy Dreamer, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts, you know, Matt Hardy, Trevor Murdoch, you know, they want to see people like that, you know? And I said, this is the only opportunity. TCW is the only opportunity where me and my family can go to see people like this because yep. It's close enough, you know, for us to be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I tell you, and I said, you know, you're being disrespectful, you know. And I said, to earn respect, I said, to get respect, you have to earn it. And you're not earning any respect from me. But I did. I just... I went whole hog and just let him know how I felt about his comment because I thought it was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, most
definitely. I don't know why people have to do that either. So.
Well, you know, people need attention sometimes. You know, that's the only reason why people do stuff like that. You know, people need to be noticed. They have pitiful, meaningless, non-existent lives, and they want to matter to somebody. And since they can't matter in their own little realm to people who actually know them and know that they're a joke, they want to cut in on somebody else's life and try to ruin it for everybody else. And your good people like you don't let that happen, and that's amazing that you'll step up to somebody like that. That's all we can do. You know, I mean, look, Trevor Murdoch, he is exactly 1 year to the day older than me. We both share the same birthday, September 10th. He was born in 1980. I was born in 1981. I'm not old enough to be a has-been at anything. I'm 31 years old. I'm going to be 32 here in a couple of months. I'm not old enough to be a has-been. So for anybody to call Trevor Murdoch a has-been, not only is it ridiculous, but it looks like somebody is really stretching to try to make their own case and just, you know, it's like me saying that blue is not a color. Well, that's stupid. You know what I mean? Blue is a color. Trevor Murdoch is not a has-been. So to say that something is something that it's not and everybody knows it is ridiculous. So, you know, people like that.
And he is facing Titan Saturday at TCW.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything easy about that matchup. So, you know, I tell you what, the best way to deal with people with a big mouth is just to not even answer them. Don't even respond to them.
No, but I just felt like I needed to get my point across, you know.
I'm with you on that. I know exactly what you mean. But, you know, those people, they want to rile people up. The only way they get validation in life is by other people to talk to them. You know, we had a situation where – we had someone talking about a fighter who was just talking so much trash and so much trash about everybody and everything. So they were going to match him up with a guy who is very, very advanced in his fighting career. Well, that's not how you get somebody who's who hasn't won a fight. That's not how you get their attention. The way you get the attention of a big mouth who can't put up is to just don't even answer. Leave them off the card. That's the way you get back at somebody. Just don't respond. You know.
Well, I don't even think that this guy was even a wrestler. I think he was just, I'm not even sure what he is. You know,
no, he was probably some peon like Perez Hilton or something that just writes about stuff all the time and has no clue what he's talking about.
So.
Steven Seagal!
Steven Seagal! Hey, man, I'm having a quadruple bypass from Steven Seagal!
I taught him how to do that front kick.
Is he in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame?
I'm going over here with my rosary bead, so you better leave me alone.
He needs to be in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
I don't know if he's in or not.
I know who isn't.
Who?
We won't mention Frank Dukes' name.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
That is pretty funny stuff.
That's mega funny. There ain't no pretty funny about that. That's mega funny.
That is true. Yay, yay,
baddest,
yay.
Baddest man on the planet, and yet he walks into with more bodyguards than the president, and he looks like he just walked out of a Power Ranger cartoon.
Nice.
And this
what's
is
he got bodyguards for?
Oh, you can get that off my website.
I went to your website yesterday, sir, to check your schedule, and
I don't even have a website. What are you talking about?
It does not exist.
No, it don't. It needs to, but at this time, it does not exist.
That's
but
okay.
I'm working on it.
Huh.
I'm thinking thevoicehasspoken.com for my email address.
The Voice Has Spoken?
Nice. That's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or should I just go with Greg Squirrel?
I would go with Greg Squirrel.
Okay.
That's how I would roll. Roll it up.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Let's get them doggies rolling. All my butt is swollen.
Oh, now that's, I don't know who you've been hanging out with. Hey, did you see the Natalia?
Oh, I was watching City Slickers again.
Did you see Natalia's match last night on Raw?
I saw Natalia. I wasn't really paying attention to the match, but yes. Go ahead.
I hear her back is really hurting her today from having to carry the match.
Yeah, carrying the Bella Twins.
All right. How terrible. Although I got to give one of the Bellas a little bit of credit for the nipple slip. You know, that was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Well, I guess. Now, the question was that Cena's old lady or was that Bryant's old lady?
No, that was Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan has the unenhanced Bella, and John Cena has the fake Bella.
Okay.
Yeah, Nikki is with John Cena, and Brie is with Daniel Bryan.
See, we can't tell names because they look alike, so we say
so we have to go. Yeah, we got to go
unenhanced.
With fake and real. You know, we just got to go fake or real. You know, live or Memorex. You know.
Yay, yay.
So you're saying Caitlin was on there and I missed it.
Do you not have a DVR?
No. I'm
old
school.
Can I interest you in a DVR?
Maybe. Is it free?
This tattoo. No, hell no. Ain't nothing free in life. This tattoo... that this guy got for Ronda Rousey doesn't even look like Ronda Rousey. Not only does it not look like Ronda Rousey, he put UFC gloves on her instead of the pink hand wraps that are on her in the picture.
Right.
Not even close.
Don't look at me, Holmes. I'm just, don't hate the messenger.
No, no, I'm not. I'm just giving you some feedback on it. Looks
in terrible. In the immortal words of Booker T, don't hate the player, hate the game.
What did you think about Dana White's words for Jake and Jake Ellenbarger and Rory McDonald after UFC on Fox 8?
He was subtle. I expected a whole lot more.
Subtle? He effed him about three times.
Oh, what?
I didn't play the rest of the
pay-per-view was that he thought it sucked so bad that every other word was the F-bomb. Those little three or four that he released Saturday night, that mm-hmm. was nothing compared. I forget which pay-per-view it was, but he thought it sucked so bad that he just went ape nuts.
Well, the reason why he had to hold back is because this time he was on network TV, and last time he was on pay-per-view, or you can say whatever you want.
Damn, maybe we need to get on pay-per-view.
I definitely need to get on pay-per-view.
Yeah, that way we can bash our friend and friends in Missouri.
Yeah, well, friend, my ass.
He's not my friend.
No,
I never claimed him.
You know, we started out that way until he confronted me about talking about his iPay-per-view. I don't know why he didn't want money for that. And then after the event was over, he confronted me because I had an opinion. I was an MMA fan watching an event and had an opinion, and he confronted me about it. You don't do that to your fans.
Yeah. I'm sorry, boys and girls. We're going to put a disclaimer that the Greg Squirrel Show is not a bunch of sheep. We do have brains, and we are not afraid to use them.
That is correct.
Very true.
That is correct. We have an ex-pro wrestler who was arrested in a fatal stabbing. Have you read about this?
No. Who?
Let's see. Former professional wrestler whose Facebook page showed a photo of a bloody body part Wednesday evening faces a murder charge and the stabbing death of a woman at a Tampa apartment complex. Hillsborough County Sheriff's official said Brian McGee.
Never heard
29.
Of
him. Me either. Will be charged with first-degree murder. He was booked into the Pasco County Jail. He's treated at a Tampa hospital for injuries. He received in a car crash when fleeing from deputies. He went by the wrestling monikers The Future, Donovan Roddick, and DT Porter.
Never heard of him. Maybe he's one of them types. Well, my wrestling career sucks, so I might as well go kill somebody.
Stabbed a lady multiple times in the neck and torso. She was laying on a sidewalk and died at the scene. He dated this lady, and they broke up a year ago, but kept contacting each other. Boy, that's a mistake. That's why when I'm done with people, I don't even talk to them anymore. I got no business with them. When I'm out of a situation, that's it. I'm done. There's nothing to say. There's no unfinished business. There's nothing to do. It's over, and that's the way I live my life. So there's not too many people from my past who are still there, and I keep it that way on purpose. Not just because I might, you know, end up getting stabbed or stabbing somebody. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I just don't like to keep in contact with people that it didn't work out with. That's about it.
Right. I don't blame you. I haven't talked to my ex in 12 years, so don't plan on doing it either.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one ex I talk to, but, you know, that's because everything's cordial and everybody's fine with each other. And
psycho bitch walks out on me, that freaking heifer.
See, that's never been my problem. I'm always the one leaving. I don't know if I'm just afraid of commitment or what, but.
Hope she finds a tampon in her gas tank. Little freaking heifer walks out on me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice.
Hi, guys.
Nice. See, that's why I go my separate way, because of that kind of stuff.
Oh, Lord. Hi, Granny Holster.
Boy.
How are you?
Hey, Granny.
Granny Holster is still on the air with us, boys and girls.
What is she doing?
Well, I found my post that I had commented on a few minutes ago earlier. I actually found my post and that I commented on.
Found your clothes?
My
Granny,
post.
Granny post?
No, I found my post on Facebook that I had posted about the comment that I made to this person who was not being so nice to my family.
Well,
I didn't
know Granny Hulkster. I didn't know you posed. So for all you people taking pictures out there, Granny will pose.
Post.
Granny will pose for pictures. P-O-S-E. She'll pose for pictures.
$50 a piece.
Not that kind of posing, guys. Not that kind of posing.
Yeah, pictures are $50 a piece unless she autographs them, and then they're $30 a piece.
That kind of pose, guys. I said pose, B-O-S-E. Pose. Be nice, guys. Be nice.
Oh, we thought you were Bob Backlund there for a second. Jeez.
No, she missed
the joke, Greg. She missed the joke.
I know she did.
Granny, I said your pictures are $50 a piece unless you autograph them, and then they're $30.
I know. I heard that part. Yeah, you guys are still bound and determined that I need to get pictures made up and sell them at TCW and autograph them for everybody. You know, you're still determined on that.
Granny Hulkster, I got a place that you can go to, and it's the place that does my ring announcing cards, and you can get 5x8s with a real nice picture of you put on it, and you get like 50 of them for like $15. Turn around, sell them $1 a piece, or $50 a piece, I'm sorry. $30 if they're autographed. I mean, there you go.
That's it. I smell magic.
I mean, who the heck is Bob Backlund? When was the last time Bob Backlund has been in a wrestling ring, and yet he goes to a wrestling convention and he's charging $50 to get your picture made with him?
Man, that's terrible. I don't know how anybody would even think to pay something like that. It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
It's horrible.
Well, I tell you, one time we went to a wrestling match at the All-Star Sports Arena in Springdale, and Scott Steiner was there, and he was charging $25 or $30 just for an autograph, and then if you wanted a picture with him, it was another $15 or $20, I think it was. I don't remember now, but he was charging quite a bit for autographs and pictures.
You remember when all the big stars would come to TCW, and it was $5 to get in the ring and take a picture with them?
Hector Guerrero.
Well, we paid $11 for our picture with Matt Hardy.
I remember when Chavo came. You know, Chavo came to TCW.
Chavito.
Ooh, Chavo.
Viva la Raz. Holy crap.
That's right. You know, when Chavo came to TCW, I had a sign about Eddie, and he signed it for me. In fact, I was the first one in line to get his autograph after his match was over, and he took my sign from me and autographed it for me because it had Eddie's name on it. He's a good guy.
Wow.
Chavo's a good man.
I posted a picture for you.
Oh, gosh. What'd you do?
Well, I know your infatuation with fishing, so I posted a picture for you.
Dope.
How about that one? How about that little catfish for you?
Let me see what we got here.
108 pounds.
Gosh. Holy cow.
He's as big as a cow.
That was out on Lake Eufaula?
Yes.
I think I know where we need to go.
Where? Where? Where do we get it? Hold on.
Lake Eufaula.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
That is right. Man, that'd take you all day to get the meat off of that thing.
Spire, you son of a... Oh. I love that movie.
Did I ever tell you? Did I?
What?
I said he's talking to his ex-wife again.
Oh, did Did I ever tell you my jaw story? I know I haven't told Granny. I know I haven't told Granny Hulkster the jaw story.
All right, let's hear it.
No, you haven't.
Okay, Jaws story is a classic, because I'm like, when did Jaws first come out? 78? 79?
Something like that.
Somewhere in that hood. So anyway, this was the first time me and Dad were going to go to the movies, just me and him. Normally we had the other lizards tagging along, but this time it was just me and Dad.
1975.
Okay, so Mom's like, got the big bright idea that she's going to buy me this cute little outfit, had me looking like Gopher off the Love Boat. The white shorts, knee-high white socks with a navy blue, green, and white striped tank top. So anyway, we get to the movie theater, and the whole time my dad's trying to talk me out of it. He says, Greg, are you sure? This movie's pretty scary, and it's probably scarier. No, I'm like, no, Dad. I'll be fine. Let's just go. So we get to the movie theater. We walk in, and Dad says, okay, I'm going to let you get your popcorn, get you something to drink. You know, first time, just you and me, so get whatever you want. So I did. I got the biggest bucket of butter popcorn, and I got the biggest orange, sun-kissed orange I could get. So we get into the theater, the lights go down, the music starts, dum 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 dum. The swimmer at the beginning of the movie eats her up. I look at Dad. See, Dad? Told you that didn't scare me. So we get on moving down get on into the movie, the next two or three people. See, Dad? I told you that wasn't going to scare me. Do you remember the scene where Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider, bless his heart, passed away last year in Little Rock. They were out in the boat, and Richard Dreyfuss is swimming under the boat in the big old hole, and he finds the tooth, and that head pops out with one of the eyes bit out of it. Boy, that head come popping out of there, and there is orange drink and popcorn for everybody at the Malco movie theater at Central Mall in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I promise you, I walked out of there, and those white shorts, they were orange.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody in a five-row vicinity, when that head came poking out of the bottom of that boat, orange drink and butter popcorn for everybody.
Wow.
And I remember that to this day. I was sad to hear that Roy Scheider passed away. It's been like two years ago now. He was living down in Little Rock. Passed away at University of Arkansas Medical Center. Poor fella. Huh. One of my favorite actors.
I'll be. Never saw anything he did.
Oh, he did a lot of great.
He actually died in 2008.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, he died just a few days after my daughter was born, and she's five now.
Well, I didn't think it had been that long. Well,
yeah, February 10th. She was born February 6th of 08, 268, and he passed away 2/10/08. So
down in Little Rock.
Down in Little Rock, sure enough, yeah.
Yeah, you know who else is from Little Rock? This is for all you Clint Star Trek fans out there.
Oh, I'm not part of that.
Lawrence Luckinbill, who played Spock's brother in one of the Star Trek movies, or half-brother, is also from the central little Arkansas area.
Hmm.
I did not know that either.
Wow.
Well, a lot of good people from Arkansas. Just go look in the mirror and you'll see my fat picture.
You know, who else is from Little Rock? She was in Back to the Future 3.
Oh, Ted Danson's ex-old lady.
Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen, that's right.
Yeah.
Because I think she's married to Luckinbill now.
Really?
I think so.
Let me check that out. She is the hottest 60-year-old woman I've ever seen in my life. She is, let's see. Nope, she's married to, wow. This says she's presently married to Ted Danson, but I don't, that can't be right. Can it?
Well, maybe she is.
She was married to Malcolm McDowell from 1980 to 1990.
Right.
And then it said she married Ted Danson in 1995, and she's still married to him.
Okay, well, maybe I was wrong. For who? Well, now who am I thinking of? Looking, Bill.
What's the guy's name?
Bill Luckinbill.
Bill Luckinbill.
Or Lawrence Luckinbill.
I don't know. I'm going to find this.
Here, I know the fast way to find it. Star Trek. Star Trek 4? Yeah.
He was actually, he was born in Fort Smith.
Yeah.
He was married to Lucy Arnaz.
That's it. That's who I was thinking of.
And he is not married now. He was married to Robin Strasser from 65 to 76. And then married to Lucy Arnaz in 1980.
Okay.
And I guess...
I knew it was in there somewhere.
Yeah, she, I guess she's not married to anybody now. Neither one of them are.
Interesting.
So if you like a 62-year-old woman, she's on the market. Holy crap, your phone's loud.
Final Frontier, that's the Star Trek I was thinking of. Lucy Arnaz is single.
Sure is.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I didn't know he was born in Fort Smith. I knew he was born
he
in
sure
Little Rock.
Was, yeah. Nope, he's born in Fort Smith, Arkansas, yeah.
Sweet.
Also, Amy Lee, the lead singer of the alternative rock band Evanescence. She is from Little Rock.
Yes. You know, I actually got one of their demo CDs.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, back when Evanescence was first starting out, I was doing the overnight shift on Power 105.7, and they were making their midnight hits on all the local radio. They were in Fayetteville doing a show, so they were going around with their demo CDs to all the radio stations, and somewhere in this. In this disaster area of an apartment is my copy of their demo CD, and it had what's the slow song, My Immortal, on it.
Nice. You know, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson is also from Little Rock.
Yes.
Darren McFadden too, he's also from Little Rock, although nobody cares about Darren McFadden anymore. Who else?
Oh, no. Here's some sad news.
Oh, boy.
Ellen Brennan, Hollywood actress. A lot of people remember her the best from Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn. They just announced on the news that she passed away today at 80 years old.
Wow.
Bladder cancer.
I read that earlier.
Who is she again?
Her name's Ellen Brennan. And matter of fact, the picture they got with her is from Private Benjamin. And she was 80 years old.
Is that Eileen Brennan?
It's Eileen Brennan. Greg.
Is it Eileen?
Okay.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm just a hack ring announcer. I don't know how to announce things. I'm just in it for a check, you know. Hey,
that's all right. Apparently, everybody else is too. Yeah, 80 years old. I'll be dead gummed. She was in All in the Family too. She was on an episode of All in the Family. What else has she done? She was on Taxi.
Yep.
The Love Boat, Magnum P.I. Man, she did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She was on Newhart.
You know, very successful actress. And, I mean, she was a good one. I mean, I enjoyed watching a lot of her stuff.
Episode of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Ah.
Cool. Yay, yay, yay. Dad,
yeah,
we
yeah,
got 10
yeah.
minutes left? Holy cow.
I know, man. Like a, it seems like this day, we should like seems like it should be Thursday, at least Thursday already.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
So.
Does anybody else feel that way? That
no,
this week
not really.
That this week is just kind of slugging by?
No, it's going too quick for me because, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, you know. Because you're not looking forward to the end of the week. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't be. Knowing that the kitty's got to go away for a while.
Well, the end of the week will be better because I get him back on Friday through
oh,
Monday.
You go.
So I'm okay with that. I just don't want tomorrow to get here because
yeah,
I'll be without him tomorrow night and Thursday and all day Friday, I guess.
Okay, I think Granny Hulkster, you need to get in on this too. I honestly think that we just need to go down to the little screen print shop and get Lily a T-shirt made that says XFI Live and Greg Squirrel Show official mascot. It's done. I'm ordering it right now.
That's awesome.
It's done. Where's my little T-shirt?
She's a 5T, but she'll be a 6 before long.
5T? Okay. We'll get her a 7 just to make sure.
Wow. That'll work.
Let's see here. Screen print T-shirt. All right. Yeah, we're going to get this done.
That's awesome. She'll love that.
She will love it.
Yay, yay.
Let's see here. T-shirt.
I'm looking up this wrestler who did the stabbing. Yeah, no wonder. Guy just looks like a dirtbag.
Oh, okay. Yes, youth size. Okay. Yes, he's. What color?
I don't know. Whatever's cheap.
Well, what color?
Pink. Right. Pink, maybe.
Pink. All right, pink with white lettering or pink with black?
Pink with black.
Awesome. My good man, that is a good good call.
Good call.
Let's see. Let's see. I am.
Spy.
Lil, how do you spell her name?
L-I-L-Y? No, just one L. L-I-L-Y.
I am Lily. Official. X. F-I and the Greg Squirrel Show mascot.
That's awesome.
Let's see how it looks on that shirt. Well, we're going to have to center it and stuff, but outside of that, it looks good.
Hey, there's a scary moment at today's WWE Live event in Cape Town, South Africa. Randy Orton was attacked by a fan following his match against Big E Langston. According to multiple eyewitnesses, via Twitter and PW Insider. Fan just attacked at Randy Orton. WTF, wrote a Twitter fan. Someone from the crowd just hit Randy in the nuts. Orton did not retaliate against the fan, but threw the middle finger as he was being dragged out by the ring personnel. Let's see. According to another user of the website, some fans who purchased tickets to the event included a meet and greet with various WWE superstars following the event. However, due to the incident, it did not take place.
Yeah, thank.
A user, Twitter user complained to the official Twitter account of Grand West Casino and Entertainment World, the company that hosted the event, with the following: at Grand West SA, your security sucks, and I feel cheated out of my R600 I paid to interact with WWE superstars.
Wow. Randy Orton got hit into cojones.
The goobs.
The goobs. Oh, she's going to love this. I'm liking this. I am Lily, official XFI Live, and Greg Squirrel Show mascot.
Wow. let's see. The R600, let's see, there's 600 R's. Those are RANDs, South African RANDs. Let's see how much that's worth in American money. Approximately $61.20.
Dang.
Wow.
600 of them bad boys are worth $61. Burr.
See what my dogs think about that, huh?
Right. They're not too pleased.
I'm working on this T-shirt. Hold on a minute.
All right.
We're
you got 5 minutes. You better hurry up.
Well, I'll have to forward it, send you a copy, make sure it gets your approval.
Do it, yeah, yeah. Screenshot it and put it on Facey Space.
Well, I'll tell you, we had an interesting show on our show Sunday night. I'll tell you, I don't know who this person was, never could figure out where they were calling from. But when we answered the first call, you could tell that it was a recorded voice. And it was a guy's voice, and he was saying, like, I have balls of steel, and he kept going on and on and on and saying things like, you suck, and, you know, so we disconnected the call.
Well, then a few minutes later, we got another call, and somebody was playing the My Little Pony song, so we disconnected that call, and then somebody else called in, and they said something else. I mean, it was just a weird show, and I said, you know, I said, is it like a full moon out tonight? I mean, we got all the weirdos calling in. Because we've never, ever, as long as I've been doing this show, we've never had anything like that happen. And so we were talking, and we were talking and everything, and I said, well, I said, I guess this caller doesn't have enough balls to tell us who he is. And Terrence was Granny. Did you say balls? I said, yes, I did. He was saying he had balls of steel, but he didn't have enough balls to tell us who he was and where he was calling from.
Nice.
So, kind of a weird night for our wrestling show the other night. But
sounds like it. Okay, you should see this T-shirt. Lily is going to love this.
Screenshot, Facebook.
All right. I'll do it. Let's get a quote. What size did you say?
Probably a 6T would fit her for a while.
Okay. Well, they use small, medium, large, extra small.
Let's go with a youth small.
Youth small. Okay. All right. All right, we'll work on that and get it for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
It looks good. I like that.
Cool.
All righty. Well, folks, I got catfish here. Not sure what else we got in there. I think some hush puppies, catfish, little pickle relish, some scallops. So I think I'm going to go.
Sounds good. Yep, I'm going to fix hot dogs for Lily Davis, and we're going to watch some TV.
All right. Y'all have fun. Granny Hulkster, as always, we appreciate you being on the show.
You're very welcome.
See you, Granny.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can join us Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. till whenever we decide to get off the air. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show or on Blog Talk Radio, 347-326-9073. Write that number down and put it by your phone so you can call in at any time. Mr. Clint, my buddy.
Yo.
I will get that T-shirt taken care of, and we will talk to you 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Roger that, partner. I'll be here. Peace.
Hi, guys.